USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Henri making landfall near Westerly, Rhode Island, lashing the coast with heavy wind and rains. Heavy rain and dangerous storm surge is being reported in coastal areas, and thousands have lost power. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. government's main goal in Afghanistan is to get U.S. citizens out of the country safely. Sullivan telling Fox News Sunday,
last 24 hours, about 8,000 people on about 60 flights evacuated from Kabul Airport. Since this effort began at the end of July, about 30,000 people all told on our military flights and on charter flights that we've helped to organize and get out of the airport.
The Biden administration saying on Sunday that 18 commercial aircraft will be used to help ferry people who have been evacuated from Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As evacuations continue in Afghanistan, Afghan translators are speaking out.
Afghan translator Sabor Sakhizada on Fox and Friends pleads for help from the Biden administration amid the Afghan collapse. He has the paperwork, but continues to be turned away from the airport in Kabul.
I get to hear on the podium from the White House to the Pentagon staff to the State Department staff getting them behind the podium and say we're going to stand behind the allies and get them out to safety. So here we are. Where is the support? I get to hear something as a talk to talk, and the reality tells me something different. We've been on the phone with my loved ones. We've been weeping. We've been crying. We've been praying.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson and his wife have been hospitalized after testing positive for COVID-19. Both were fully vaccinated back in January. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The humanitarian aid effort is continuing in Haiti after an earthquake rocked the country.
Survivors of last week's major earthquake that struck Haiti are still struggling to receive much-needed aid in some of the hardest-hit areas of the island. UNICEF says nearly 10 tons of medicine, water, and hygiene supplies arrived in the capital of Port-au-Prince on Friday, with another 30 tons expected in the coming days. Mercy Corps is one of the many non-governmental agencies working to provide aid in the country. Christy Delafield is on the ground in Haiti with Mercy Corps and tells CBS News about the efforts that group is making to deliver aid to the hardest hit communities.
So in addition to shelter kits that we are delivering, we are also doing cash assistance so that people can purchase what they need most urgently, which often varies from person to person. Someone may need to replace a wheelchair. Someone else may have lost livestock. And it's really important that people be able to purchase what they need. You know, if you don't have a baby, you don't need diapers. And we really believe in the importance of that human dignity and respecting that and giving people the dignity of choice.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden's approval ratings among U.S. adults has dipped below 50% for the first time in the latest NBC News poll, less than a week after the Taliban has overtaken Afghanistan. Just 49% of adults approve of the job Biden is doing, while 48% disapprove. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.